Totes Recall.
Welcome to Totes Recall, the podcast where we talk about a movie we can't remember very well at all. Watch that movie, and then come back and talk about it again. Now that we can remember it because we have just seen it.
Wow.
My name is Dan.
This is Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie this episode is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Picked because, in theory,
yes,
Bill and Ted 3, Hey, the Music's Back, is coming out in this month, August. But also, don't go to the theater to see it.
Yeah.
Stay at home and pay $20 to rent it, I guess. You're welcome, Universal?
I have no idea. Probably.
Not sure.
I'm going to say Universal.
Yeah. Seems right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're welcome for the synergy that may or may not actually apply, movie studio. Keanu, bless you.
Bless you, Keanu.
Other guy, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name.
Alex Winters.
Thank you.
Okay, up until recently, I believed that other guy to be Sean Penn.
Whoa.
But he's not in that movie.
That is a very different dynamic.
Well, I think you're Fast Time it's at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, you're getting a Spicoli conflation.
Yeah, I've never seen
Oh, the Spicoli conflation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I just thought it was Keanu Reeves and Sean Penn hanging out.
I love that.
I mean, that's pretty close.
Should we?
I definitely saw this in theaters, and I'm going to guess it was in 91.
Okay.
All right.
It might have been, 1990. It was either the end of 1990 or 1991.
What are you basing that off of? Okay.
Is I was in high school at the time, and I had a best friend who is still my best friend.
Oh, okay.
Aside from everyone on this podcast.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And this thing happened where she went away to nerd camp. I didn't get in that
summer.
Well,
we would never do that to you, so.
Thank you. And it was the Governor's Honors Program.
Ooh.
And she was away for 6 weeks. And during that time, she became best friends with someone who also went to our school.
Some
who
nerd?
Who I didn't know very well.
At the camp?
Well, a fellow nerd. Yeah, at the camp.
Ooh. What the?
And this person was delightful. But I had this dynamic of just me and my best friend for years.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like the classic situation. It's very hard to make three best friends work at that age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't sell those hearts in three pieces for a reason.
Yeah, it's not called Bill and Ted and Darren's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
It's so true. And, you know, there was no slight to her. She's awesome.
But I hate her.
I felt such a sense of rivalry. Yeah. And the reason I think that's why the timing, and I'll be very embarrassed if I'm totally wrong, which I could be, is Kelly and Marissa went to go see Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure together without me. And they would joke about lines from the movie.
Oh.
And I hadn't seen it with them, and I had to go see it by myself, or I don't know how I saw it, just to be able to like catch up later. But the line I remember the most is where, oh gosh, does Keanu play Bill or Ted?
Great question.
Jaquette's bet Ted.
Okay. Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah, because Keanu Reeves' character says, hey, remember when your mom's really hot? Something like that. And said, you remember when, it's a stepmom. Your stepmom is really hot. Remember when you took her to prom? And he goes on. And then the refrain is, shut up, Ted.
Great.
So movie magic. That's what I remember. And there's also a phone booth.
Yes. But also betrayal and heartbreak from your friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw. I thought you were saying that was mirrored in the movie.
No. Well, maybe. I don't remember. But before we get any deeper into the movie, I would like Beth to summarize the movie based on how movies work.
Okay. This is a movie that I don't know a lot about because I didn't even know who was in it. But I do know that it's two guys. I'm assuming they're like high school friends.
Okay.
I know that there's...
Do you think they're like best friends? Like really close?
Yeah.
And no one would ever come between them?
Yeah, like so close that if one of them went to camp and went to see a movie with someone else, it would be like a stab in the back.
Yeah, I do think that.
Non-triumphant.
And I know that there is a phone booth. I thought there was a phone booth before, but it was confirmed because I found out yesterday that a friend of ours, friend of the show, her dad designed the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure video game.
Awesome.
And programmed it. Yeah. So we were looking at the Wikipedia page, and I saw on the front that they're in a phone booth, and I was like, confirmed. So I'm guessing it's kind of like a Doctor Who spinoff there, where they're traveling through time in the phone booth.
Okay.
And I think they, like, interact with historical figures, and that's funny because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, I think they both kind of talk like surfers or something.
Okay.
It's probably like, whoa.
Solid bet. Can you take a guess as to why they are using a phone booth to interact with historical figures?
Yeah.
My guess is that it's an accident.
Okay.
Like, they're out on their skateboards, and one of them has to call their mom to, like, come pick them up. And they pick up the phone, and it turns out that it's been turned into a time machine. And they're like,
I love
whoa!
It. I love it.
And then they go back in time.
Yeah.
For that
so they just
reason.
Like they're just in the right place at the right time and just happen.
Yeah, because I think they're kind of dummies, and so it's funny that like we probably see the reason why it gets turned into a time machine, and it's probably some like a bad guy did it.
Or do you think maybe the real time traveler just like went to go pee or something?
Exactly. They just stumble into it.
Do you want to take a crack at the historical figures?
Ooh, yes.
Ooh, is it? Can I try?
Yeah,
we
Benjamin
should all.
Benjamin Franklin.
Okay.
We should take a bet or just, write down the list.
I should say this is one of my favorite movies that I know it really well.
Oh, so you're not allowed to play. Okay.
I own it on DVD, a dual DVD set of this and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Nice.
Which is a even more wackadoo.
Yes,
movie.
Confirmed. Can confirm Bogus Journey more wackadoo.
Yep.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's got to be like at least half a dozen people, right? I feel like there's like a. I feel like I remember them being like around a table together, so there must be like a pretty decent group.
Oh, whoa! They're all in one timeline together.
At some point, at least, I think they like gather them together or something.
Are there any lady historical figures?
I think there's at least one. I mean, right? Because we gotta have one for.
I think there's only one.
Right?
Well, there's one historical figure, and then two other. People that are not historical but are from history, if that makes sense.
Sure.
They're not famous.
Suffragists.
Are you generally
suffragists?
General. Suffragists?
Suffragettes, yes. Nice. My guess.
I'm going to say Joan of Arc is the one lady from history.
But they're really hot. It's my other guess.
Suffragettes,
and
hot
is
suffragettes?
There something? Yeah, hot suffragettes. And does stuff go down at the 7-Eleven? Something's
Circle
amiss
K, baby.
At the Circle K.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Oh.
That's the line.
Is that the line that your best friend would say all the time with the other friend?
Probably. Yes.
Oh, no.
It was very hurtful.
Would they also go, 69, dude, and then play air guitar at each other?
No.
Because that's from this movie.
Wow. Oh, so much. How much air guitar do we think there'll be?
Oh, so much.
I'm going to say one dozen air guitars.
Like different different deliberate beginnings of air guitars?
Does that... Okay, I also want to bet on this, but I want clarification of whether if they both air guitar at the same time, is that one or two air
great
guitars?
Question.
Ooh, I'm going to say that's two.
So like a call and response
is
separate? They're like
so it's,
counted
it's
as individual.
Not physical, but it is air guitars.
The act of grasping this invisible guitar.
Yeah. I'm going to say 30 then.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to take a different, slightly different tack on that, and I'm going to guess there is a total of... Oh, there's no way we're going to be able to actually confirm this without trying way too hard, but I'm just going to take a wild guess that there's going to be a total of approximately 3 minutes... of air guitaring.
Wow.
If you cumulatively through the movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you did a super cut, it would be 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
Maybe there is one. I'll take a look.
Please do.
69, dude.
That's, I'm already excited. I mean, I'm already excited after that.
That's your bet. Your bet, right, Beth?
My bet.
Oh, very good.
We've done
what do we
before.
Have? We have Napoleon. We have...
You've said Ben Frank and Napoleon, hot suffragettes, and Joan of Arc.
Okay, I'm going to guess Marie Antoinette is the female character.
Good guess.
Or Cleopatra. That was the other person I was thinking of.
Also
but
a good
I
guess.
Think it's Marie Antoinette.
There's got to be at least one
Keep
guy.
Keep in mind, I've never seen this movie and I know nothing about it.
There's got to be at least one guy in a toga, right? Like, there has to
be.
Oh, Caesar.
Sure.
Because they'll make a pizza joke.
Oh, yeah. I'll double date on that. Did you write that down?
Yeah, Caesar pizza.
Okay.
Okay. Why there's another famous actor in this movie that is their guide through time.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Oh.
Do they meet like a guy who's like a time traveler?
Yes.
Now they're friends.
His name is Rufus.
Yeah. Who do you think plays Rufus?
Oh my God! It's
Rufus?
Like a third person that comes into their relationship.
I have no idea. Can you give me some descriptors of like what he's like?
Oh, he's primarily a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, in real life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller.
You know all that Ben Stiller stand-up that you've been watching?
Right. He's a big one.
He's quite crass.
Yeah, he's crass.
Not Andrew Dice Clay, is he?
No.
That'd be a very different movie.
Rodney Dangerfield.
No.
Would support that.
How long do we play this game? Famously, one of his bits is the seven words you can't say on television.
Oh, George Carlin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. I'm excited about this.
It's very, like, it's one of those things you're just kind of like, oh, there's George Carlin.
Was he in a lot of movies?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sometimes. Yeah, he'll pop up and stuff. I don't know. I feel like he popped up. He was a pop-up. He did some pop-ups.
He's a pop-up.
Pop in.
Honestly, he might have been like a star of some movie that we've just never seen because it was like a big deal for a couple of years when he was a big deal, and then it just kind of fell into obscurity.
Yeah.
Tweet at us, Carlin heads.
Yeah. Car heads. Car heads. Carjackers.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
that is the worst.
Also, tweet at us what you're called.
Oh yeah.
I want to go back to the year because I feel like I think 91's too early because they. Bill and Ted are fully tying flannels around their waists.
Oh man!
And
you think that's too early?
I think it's too early to be in a movie to be doing it. Like people are definitely doing it, but I feel mainstream movie. I want to say 93. I don't think it's a lot early.
But if this was made in California by Californians,
yeah,
right?
It's in SoCal.
Yeah,
San Dimas is their high school.
So like that. So that kind of like surfer shit probably was all over the West Coast by that point.
Yeah, but the flannel tie-ins, your Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, but I'm saying that. But, like, Eddie Vedder was a surfer. Like, it all was just, like, it all intertwined with each other.
Well, I'm still saying 93.
All right, and, I'm saying 90. Yeah. What did you say, Molly?
I said 90 or 91. Probably 91. Yeah. But I'm real nervous. Because then what if this happened when I was in college?
Like, how could your friend do that to you?
Well,
and
like
also, why would they be going
be
to nerd camp
story.
In college?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Was it not nerd camp at all? Was it graduate school and you just misremembered?
Close the minds.
Did they enter the workforce together?
Oh,
oh, you going to nerd camp?
Nerd camp is just your word for
job.
Work.
I'm going to get paid to go be here.
I need to pay rent now.
92.
Parents kicked me out. Nerd.
Okay, I'm using only context clues. Based on this Wikipedia article I looked at. And the game was made in 1989.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
At least that's what the article said, I believe. Also remember, I don't know anything about this movie, and I have a terrible memory.
Okay, but also, like, let's just take a moment that you just went off with Molly's best friend, Wikipedia.com.
Yeah.
And learned some facts without her.
Yeah.
So I want to acknowledge that.
But I mean, the difference was like, I was like, hey, get in on this thing that we know. 1989 is when the video game was made.
Okay. I feel like
I was
really
like trying to like, hey,
sure. Just dig it deeper. Just dig your, just dig the hole deeper.
All right.
Beth.
I'll stop. I'm sorry, Molly. So sorry.
Wow. Yeah.
So sorry.
Okay. No, I see how this is. It's fine.
Dan's bet. At least one of the two dudes have shitty parents.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like their character is
Bill or Ted.
Shitty parents.
Oh, that's going to be Bill.
Yeah?
Yep.
I think it's Ted.
Molly's bet, it's Bill because shut up, Ted.
So his
that's
parents
my guess.
Suck?
I don't know.
Sure. Oh. I think Ted's parents suck because they're trying to send him to military school.
Oh.
If he fucks up one more time.
Oh.
Oh.
That's not cool.
Yeah. It isn't cool.
No. Not cool at all.
I think it'll pass. I mean, I don't think it's going to pass the Bechdel Wallace.
Yeah, we got our historical woman, some hot suffragettes,
They might talk to each other about voting.
Yeah, but they also might just talk to each other about Bill and Ted.
Ooh, I'm going to say yes. I think the non-famous hot women, historical women, talk to each other.
I see you're not committing to hot suffragette. Interesting.
Yeah. But that's yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I'm saying yes.
Is there a villain in this movie? Is there like an evil time traveler or anything? Or is it just like hijinks?
I think the villain is time. They have to complete their task before time runs out.
That's profound.
Oh my goodness.
And a little bit their parents, but at least to my memory, there's no primary antagonist, unlike Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Right.
which I'll talk about in the second half.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
I think I remember that one more than this one.
It's got some wild parts.
Yeah.
I remember really thinking this movie is really funny. There's a lot of physical comedy, which I am hopeful about because that holds up better than other kinds of comedy from the late 80s to early 90s.
Oh yeah, I mean we are entering dangerously homophobic territory.
Yeah,
just in terms of the year it was made and the main casting of the movie.
Yeah. Oh no. Now, now I'm worried they do call each other the F word at some point. Jaquette's sad bat realization. They use a homophobic slur in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so bummed out.
1989 through 1992, baby.
Hey.
Well, so then what are you thinking then, Dan? Like how many air guitar BFFs do you think you're going to give it?
Am I going first?
Yeah.
Wow. Because you were
walking up to the line.
Yeah. I mean, I was rolling in at 5 and then I remembered, a slur in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Think about that, teens. Internalize that lesson.
Yeah. So I guess 4.5.
Sure.
I think that's going to take.
That's all it is? That all it takes off is a half point?
I think I'm just going to love this movie other than that.
I mean, if it's like a one and done situation, like hopefully there'll be enough other things in the movie to like.
Oof. All right. Yeah. Well.
But we'll see. I mean, if it's a constant stream, then it could be a real bummer.
Yeah. I own this on DVD, so I will be watching it that way.
Wow.
So there's no chance that it's been edited.
Right.
to remove something like that.
Uh-huh.
I think 4.5. We're out of order and I don't know who to prompt next.
I don't either. I'm usually
sorry, I messed everything up.
Usually also Dan goes
first. Yeah. So I guess I'll go second.
Yes, and then I'll go third and Molly can go last per use.
Right. Okay. Yeah. There we go. We've fixed the timeline before it got too crazy.
Yeah.
Because if we had gone too out of order, George Carlin or the 2020 stand-up comedian equivalent might have shown up in a time machine and told us we have to save the future. Anyways, I'm guessing this movie is. Yeah, I don't know. I have not seen this movie. You know, like that was a pretty young person. But I do remember finding it amusing. But I'm also worried that it's just going to be like too much of a comedy about dudes from several decades ago. And I just won't find enough of it endearing anymore. So I'm going to take a cowardly. What is it?
I'm playing BFFs.
I'm in the worst situation, Molly. There are 3 air guitar BFFs, which means 2 of them might pair off and make the other one feel rejected.
Yeah. Oh, I neglected to ask for clarification on the rating scale. Are these human friends who bond through air guitar, or are they air guitars personified that are friends?
Air guitars that are personified that are friends.
Okay. I love that. It's like Inside Out. Right? It's like there's this hidden world of air guitars.
It's like all the air guitars that are ever going to exist already exist. Whoa. And people just play them when they're ready.
Oh, wow.
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 Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Are we high right now? Okay. Three.
Three. Oof, yeah.
I'm going to talk my way through this.
Okay.
Because, like I've said many times now, I don't know anything about this movie. But it sounds like maybe it's enjoyable. There's some fun things in it. But I think because of me not enjoying it when it came out, it's automatically going to be not as good as... You know, when you like watch it, when everyone's like, you haven't seen this movie, and then you finally watch it and you're like, why does everyone like it? And you're like, oh, nostalgia. They watched it when they were a child.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 3.5
Ooh.
Air guitar. I'm going to lean toward that. I'll like it more than not like it.
Which half of the air guitar?
The neck.
The fret just fingering? The okay.
Yeah. My half is an air ukulele.
So you're still using both hands? You just kind of scrunched it up?
Up here.
Yeah.
Just scrunched up.
Love it.
All right, Molly.
I'm going to give it a Scaredy Cat 2.5.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Air guitar BFFs.
Which half?
And the half is the frets.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one's being bold and just going for the picking hand. So you're just kind of, it looks a lot like a wank-off motion, I suppose. So that makes sense. Like, without context, it'd probably be like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah. Although just doing the frets piece is kind of awkward,
yeah, but
too.
I mean, I guess as long as you give it, like, good, like, if you give it some, like, solid, I don't know, if you give it some, like, if you have it take up some space, you can kind of guess what's going on. And if you still make the noise, right? As long as you make a noise.
The noise is really the key.
But even then, they might just be like, are you, like, playing a little, yeah, I don't know, like a little
like a
keyboard?
Like a pocket keyboard. Anyway, 2.5, Molly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
Okay.
And with that, we're going to press a button that pauses this recording. We're going to go watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and we'll be right back.
Hey, listeners, we'll get back to the Totes Recall podcast in just a moment, but we have a little bit of business to discuss related to patreon.com/totesrecall, which is our Patreon page, which you, the listener, can participate in.
How? Tell me more.
Go to patreon.com/totesrecall, and there are multiple tiers at which you can donate money to the podcast.
Oh, like tears of a cake?
Yes, kind of, right?
Like tears where, like, from my face?
No, like...
tears of a clown? So,
for example, there's a tier, a level, if you will, a donation level, at which a patron can get a shout-out on the show.
Oh.
Two of which...
But nobody's probably done that.
You know what? I've got two here for you right now.
Wow! Whoa.
That's right. We've got Leo.
Leo!
Yay!
Leo. They have patroned us? Is that a word?
Patronized.
Yes, patronized.
Probably.
Patronized?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably. They have been patronizing us for some amount of time. That is more than zero, and we appreciate it. We appreciate you, Leo. Thank you so much for your continued patronage. We also have Jesse, David, Burrows.
Boom, boom, boom.
You've been shouted out, Jesse, for being a patron.
Yeah.
We're calling you out, Jesse.
We're shouting you out right now on this. The podcast that is Totes Recall, of which there is a Patreon.
Meet us in the alley.
What?
Meet us in the alley.
No, don't do that.
Beat you up.
No.
What?
See you outside, Jesse David Burrows.
No, what?
Yeah.
You guys, this is not going to help. Okay, this either isn't going to help us sell more patron donations, or we'll get patron donations we don't want.
Oh.
Like someone's going to come in like, hey, here's $5. Come at me. I have problems with my self-esteem.
Oh, we have a new tier.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, the come at me, bro tier. If
I don't want
to challenge us to a fight that we will not agree to, I don't know what amount of money you donate, but we'll think about it.
It's a mystery amount. It's unknown. You have to figure it out.
Okay, here we go. Donate whatever. Go to your insurance. Go to your health insurance. Figure out what your copay would be for a therapy session. And then instead of donating it to us, go to therapy.
Yeah.
Stop trying to pick fights with people. You have unresolved issues.
So the level is come at me, bro. And then the description is, go to therapy.
Don't give us money, go to therapy.
Yeah, there are none available for the tier.
Anyway, thank you to our patrons that we have shouted out. If you would like to get shouted out, you can go to patreon.com/totesrecall and click on the correct tier.
Yay.
Like a cake. Also go to therapy. And now back to the show.
And we're back. We just watched 1 hour and 29 minutes of some toxic masculinity dumpster fire. Wow. Or charming. Wow. Trip down nostalgia lane. We'll find out.
That is, wow, a very opinionated intro to the second half. Yeah.
I know I try to keep my editorial light, but I mean, can we do it again? Okay, we just watched.
No, it's too late.
No, you've said it out loud how you feel about this movie, and now it's and locked.
Sam locked Davis in. Keeps moving forward.
You got to wind your watch.
Yeah. But before we unpack that, we have just a award winning segment.
Oh right.
Called Six
Which
Second
Award has
six,
it won?
The Hashies. I won a Hashie.
Yep.
60 Second Summary, hashtag 66Sum. Uh-huh. Where we summarize the movie in 60 seconds.
Yep.
And who's gonna do it?
I mean, I'll do it, but I think I'll be mad about it.
I mean,
no, I mean, wait, let me redo it. I would love to do the 60-second summary.
Okay.
Okay.
Just just because what? The movie says that you can redo things and it doesn't matter what you did before. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Bill and Ted are best friends. They are starting a band together. They are uncertain of their future. They're about to flunk history. If they flunk history, then Ted is going to be sent to a military school in Alaska. So they will try to learn history by asking random strangers for facts. And then a phone booth descends in front of the Circle K. And George Carlin
30 seconds.
Offers them up the gift of time travel, which they use to gather up a surprising number of historical figures and present a historical presentation at the end of the movie. And they pass history and they form a band. And also there's some really weird stuff with, like, they basically win a couple of princesses, which is sad, and they become part of the band, and the band becomes extremely influential, and Napoleon enjoys a water slide.
Time.
I mean,
yeah,
right?
No. Yeah.
I mean, I left out some of the family dynamics.
You
but
got the
I think
summary.
That's
the summary.
That's the summary.
Pretty much what happened.
Nailed
it. Locked in. Six sec.
Nailed it.
Honestly, I was impressed that you were able to stretch it out to 60 seconds.
Yeah.
There's not much there.
Yeah. It's a pretty thin abstract on this one. Beth, also, you made some bullet point bets as someone who has not seen this movie.
Yeah.
And you did? Great. There's two guys. They're high school friends.
Crushed it.
There's a phone booth.
Crushed it.
There's time travel.
Crushed it.
They interact with historical figures.
Mm-hmm. Super
There's surfer
it.
Talk. Mm-hmm. And then the only one you didn't nail is that they accidentally fell into the phone booth.
Mm. No, I didn't realize that they... that an entire religion was based off of them in society. That it really wasn't accidental at all.
No.
It was totally on purpose that
Very
those two idiots are the basis of our future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at least it seems like a nice future.
Yeah.
I mean, they're excellent to each other. That's the central thesis of the future is to
and they can talk to household pets
apparently yeah
and the planets are aligned, which that seems like
dangerous.
I don't know what repercussions changing the orbit of planets has
unless they've like all been sort of like interconnected into some sort of like superstructure Dyson sphere style thing, right, where they've all just sort of been incorporated into one larger superstructure, then I guess it's fine.
I mean, it seems like it's going fine, although maybe they live in caves underground.
Maybe. Hey, they, George Carlin never said that they solved climate change with their music. So
there were no windows, no windows in the future.
Yeah.
So we'll never know.
Nope. Well, I mean, the acoustics down there are probably.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. What I find so interesting about the plot of this movie, that includes time travel, is oftentimes plots get weighed down. Mm-hmm. What is it generous to say plot? I think it's generous as well, but. Movies get weighed down by the time travel element. And in this case, there was no worries about messing up the space-time continuum or affecting things poorly. And yet time travel was also used as a plot device to just solve all of their problems.
Yeah.
So really they just took the best of time travel and ignored the stuff that wasn't helpful and came up with this. And I don't know. I think part of my bias, I'll just go ahead and say, I did some Wikipedia-ing and...
Wait, is this the beloved segment? Molly reads
Wikipedia? Already? Wow.
Just jumping right into it?
Yeah, it's early.
We watch a movie. We're having a good time. Molly gets bored, so she looks at her phone. There's no text or email, so she opens Wikipedia and learns about the movie that we're watching.
Molly's Wikipedia corner. Quick reminder, if everybody that listens to the podcast donates $3, we will cease this segment or only do this segment, depending on how the votes pan out. Your $3 donation is a vote.
But it has to be everyone.
It has to be everyone.
Every single
and we'll know. Person. We'll know when we
we'll
hit
know.
Everyone.
Oh, we'll know. Yeah.
I have access to our stats.
So, your move, listeners.
Step up. All right, Molly.
And honestly, we're just one listener away.
Yeah, it could be.
From making a decision.
Whoa. You.
If you haven't done it, it's you.
Yeah, we won't tell you. And don't talk to each other.
All right, Molly, what did you learn from Wikipedia?
So the two people who wrote the screenplay based it on a stand-up routine they did in college in 1987.
Huh.
All right.
And that stand-up routine went a little something like this.
Hey, what if you needed to do a history report and you only had a couple hours to do it, but then, I don't know, George Carlin, hey, we've all seen him on TV. He's just schmuck. What if he gave us a time machine and we just got all of our historical friends from...
Yeah, and then women are shopping, right?
Yeah, women are
even
shopping.
In the past,
oh, what if Napoleon came to our town in California? He'd be like, what's a water slide? I'm French and I'm short.
Yeah, can you imagine Beethoven on an electric piano? He'd be like...
Whoa. Hey, you guys ever think about Joan of Arc? I haven't, but she's there too. Anyway, what's the deal with women shopping all the time?
Anyway, that's my time. Be excellent to each other. Party on.
Yeah. Also, I'm silencing all the women who are trying to be in this open mic. It's 1988. You're welcome.
That's how it.
Yeah. Sorry, 1987.
87, yeah. I do want to say though that it's light dealing with time travel was one of the things I liked about it the most. It has problems, but it's such a joyful movie.
Yeah, it's like joyfully dealing with the existential.
Oh, let's just keep having this fun movie. We don't need to get bogged down by this shit.
Yeah. I like that they almost use it like magic. Like they're like, "Oh, garbage can." Garbage can. Yeah, remember the garbage can.
I love
so
that
silly.
Was the best one cuz like the first the keys you're like, "Okay, that actually tracks." Like they could easily just be like, "All right, we dropped off Billy the Kid. Now let's go steal your dad's keys and put them behind the sign." But then it just gets more and more elaborate where it's like, okay, we break into the police station when it's closed down and we suspend a garbage can right where my dad is going to stand. Yeah. And then I guess somehow time it. Okay, we light a candle. We light a candle that will burn through the rope suspending the garbage can at this exact moment.
Yeah.
Whoa. Right on. Hey, we're passing physics, right, dude?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they were two stand-ups that wrote it. I don't know if there was more to that fun fact.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, originally, instead of Napoleon, their big idea was that it would bring Hitler back.
Okay. And?
To help with the presentation?
Yeah, instead of Napoleon, they recast it as Napoleon in a future script rewrite.
Oh,
apparently,
sure.
The original script was even more...
Hitler?
Well, to Hitler? Molly Chase's eyes, objectionable. And they kind of, I wouldn't say watered it down, but they made it a little bit more palatable to a wider audience.
Yeah, I
don't
say,
know, guys.
I would say Napoleon's slightly more tolerable than Hitler.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I mean, Napoleon is sort of charming because you know he would be like not the nicest person.
Right.
They made him very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he sucks, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
He's a dick, as little brother Deacon says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it Dickweed? What was the insult?
They call him
medieval.
Deacon
they
calls
call
him
random
a dick.
Soldier, a
medieval Dickweed.
Ah, medieval Dickweed.
Which really
that's
made
it.
Me
yes.
laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, we put reset.
Okay.
Go ahead and get in the phone booth, dude.
On Discord, we put out a call for anybody who has questions or comments, and we got one for this. So Karzon asked essentially what our predictions were for Back to the Future 3 and if Keanu was a great actor or the greatest actor.
Back to the Future 3? Oh. Get back in the phone booth.
Reset again. Beep, boop, 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 that B and T, I'm just throw me off.
Sure.
Bill and Ted's Future. I mean, yeah, that one also.
Oh, I don't know that I can predict what Bill and Ted's Future movie is going to be like, not knowing what happens in Bogus Bill episode.
Okay, I mean, we can do a quick sidebar on Bogus Journey.
Yeah, should we do a
quick sidebar? Everybody, get it. Come over here.
Yeah. Okay.
We're doing a quick sidebar.
Bogus Journey. Bogus Journey has
should we
a
just
much
go?
More robust plot. Do you mean to try and do a 60-second summary of Bogus Journey?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so bananas. Like okay, are you ready?
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Do you want to tag? Do you
this
want
is having
team,
not seen it recently,
wanna...
right?
Yeah, no. I okay. looked at the cover because I have a two.
Oh, right, because you have two DVD. No big deal.
That's as much as I got.
You can tag me in if you feel like you're getting stressed out.
Okay, will do.
All right.
Also, if you're feeling stressed out, I can also predict what it is based off of how movies work.
Great.
Nice. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Time. Go.
Okay, so I think we pick up pretty close to after one. They're still teens. They have a band, but they still suck. And then pretty soon... someone from the future, a bad person, sends back robot versions of Bill and Ted, and
correct.
The robots kill Bill and Ted.
Correct.
They die and go to hell.
Correct.
Oh, and are tortured by things in hell, and it's insane. Like there's a military dad and like an aunt that wants to kiss Bill on the cheek or something.
30
like
seconds.
That.
One of them gets chased by a creepy Easter bunny.
Yeah.
Through like their childhood home.
And it's got like real early 90s camera angles that make you feel like you're on drugs.
Yeah, it does.
But the best part about that is that they escape hell by challenging death to a series of like family board games like Connect Four and the one where you put your hands on dots.
What?
Twister?
Yeah. And and so then they get to go to heaven.
Okay,
where,
it's already been 60 seconds, but I'm enjoying this too much. So keep going.
I'll try to go fast. They go to heaven, where there's creatures from all over the universe.
Can
they
I stop you for 1 second?
Yeah.
At which do they go to heaven before or after they whip death in the nads?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
But probably after. I mean, they bring death to heaven. And he's like a real curmudgeonly goof.
Yeah, he is.
Goof.
He's been working for a long time. Oh, no, they definitely do it beforehand because I'm pretty sure at one point he like excuses the distraction to God by being like, they, you know, whatever. It's, they have like a weird word for like this trick where they trick you into getting whipped in the nest.
Yeah. So they sneak into heaven. Death is dressed up like an old lady, I believe. And they have to find the greatest mechanic in there to make good robot usses, as they call them. And they
to
find
stop
some,
the bad robots?
Yeah, to stop the bad robot usses. Yep. And then they have to win the Battle of the Bands is the end goal. To get prize money to make their band successful, whatever. Right. But they find the greatest engineer, whatever, who is an alien. I think his name is Station.
That sounds right, yep.
And he's got a very pronounced butt. And at one point, he splits himself in half, and then his two little, like, goblin creatures with pronounced buttocks and makes good robot versions from junk in modern-day San Dimas.
Sure.
And then
Would
I think
you say we're halfway through at this point?
No, I mean, that's those are the high points. I think the robots, like, beat the bad. The good robots beat the bad robots. And then they win Battle of the Bands. The parts with death and in hell are the real choice moments.
Yeah, and then at some point, like an older Bill and Ted show up and play good music and also have their infant children with them. Mm. And
that is probably what the next movie is about.
All right, that was about 3 minutes, by the way, just so you know.
It's a jam-packed movie.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your setup. What's three about? Go.
Well, isn't it called Face the Music?
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe it's like they're good at music now, and so now they have to use their music talents to take on things that they need to face because they're old now.
I think, I'm pretty sure, I saw the trailer, or at least I think I did. No, I did. There's definitely a line in the trailer where they're like, you guys still haven't written the music that like saves the universe and now you're old. And they're like mad at them. Like the people in the future are mad at Bill and Ted for still being bad or something.
But wouldn't they know when they write the music?
I mean,
it's funny. It's like such a flip of what the usual thing, right, is that super fans love the early music and can't stand the later stuff that all the people sort of glom onto.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so my guess for the third movie is it's just a really like slow introspective meditation on what it is to age.
God, I hope so.
It's just them sitting in lawn chairs talking to each other, reflecting on their life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how they wasted their time. And
I would
old.
Absolutely watch that. And then Keanu Reeves and Alex Winters are just like, I guess we should travel through time, right? And that's like the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. Maybe their kids travel through time while they're having a conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
And like every time they try to put down a drink, like their table has been moved out from under them.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And then some comedy person is probably there to replace George Carlin. So we'll see what Hollywood decided the 2020 George Carlin is.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, it's such an interesting question. I can't think of who that is.
I don't think there's a correct answer.
I guess
Patton Oswalt?
Sure.
I mean, what, like, in what sense
right.
are you trying to align it? Is it the vibe? Is it the prominence in popular culture?
I mean, it's not like he was playing, like, a George Carlin-esque character as Rufus. You know what I mean? Like, if you were playing himself, Rufus would come out of the phone booth like, hey, you knuckleheads, you getting a fucking time machine or what?
Shit, piss.
Fucking. You tell me that you're going to go expect the government to do anything for you. Now I sound like Eddie Pepitone. Anyway.
Maybe he's the George Carlin.
I honestly, if Eddie is in this movie, I would love it. Yeah, I would love to see. I would love to see Eddie in like a silver LeMay jumpsuit yelling at old Keanu
Those
Reeves.
Sunglasses.
Yep.
Yep, it's great.
And then, so that's three. We nailed it. And then
you're
also,
welcome, Discord user.
Yeah. Is Keanu a great actor or the greatest actor?
Oh, that was the follow-up question?
Yeah, that's the follow-up. Okay. He's amazing in this movie.
He's very good in this movie.
So charming.
And he's, I mean, he's probably playing himself, I assume.
Yeah.
At that point
he was
in his
25
life?
When he made it.
He was 25?
Yeah,
is this
he looks
movie
so
one?
Young.
Or, I don't know, it's the first big movie, I think.
Hmm. I think it was his first like lead role of his.
Yeah,
right?
at least. He is so charming and so good at being a dumb.
He's such
so
a
is Alex
dope.
Winter, but Keanu is like really He's perfect. He's perfect.
He's like, they're, I feel like they're like Keanu is a little more like a dopey retriever, right?
Yeah.
Like they're both kind of joyful dopes, but Keanu's just got this extra layer that just makes him sort of like, yeah, just like this dopey golden retriever, just sort of like stumbling through life.
Yeah. And I really appreciate how like they're just friends the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's never some big moment where they like fight with each other and then
oh,
they have
right.
to go make up for it. Like they're just in it together the whole time.
Yeah.
Two peas in a pod being dumb as shit. But also like charming. And then
I mean that would require them to like flesh out the screenplay a little more, right?
Yeah.
If they were to have that conflict.
No, it's just simple. I mean they have their moment of acting where they think Ted's dead.
Sure.
You
killed my friend, you medieval dickweed.
You medieval dickweed. Mm-hmm. That's good. It's good stuff.
I think Keanu, okay, just to answer for the Keanu actor question, like I do feel like he has aged like a fine wine, right? Like he has definitely like hit this new high point in his career where it's like he's still just kind of Keanuing around, but oh, like yeah. there's just this like extra layer of something now. I don't know what it is. I don't really know how to describe it.
He's definitely not good at acting.
In like the conventional sense. But he's not disappearing into roles.
No. Yeah, yeah.
But he's just, I find him so compelling to watch.
Yeah.
Which
is. He seems like he puts off good vibes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, oh. Like, yeah, he does seem like positive. I don't know. Positivity.
Yeah.
He's just.
What was the recent movie where he played himself?
The Always Be My Maybe.
Always Be My Maybe.
Oh, man. Great. That was so brilliant. Watching him parody what people think Keanu Reeves would be,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I guess, your idea of Keanu Reeves, but turned up to like an 11.
Yeah.
Does the reveal on that is pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you're not expecting it. Yeah.
Yeah,
which would make it a reveal.
That movie.
Netflix.com, so, you're welcome.
Spoiler alert if you're going to watch the movie for that reason.
Whatever.
Well, it's been out for a while.
I feel like it became pretty common knowledge of like, check out this Keanu scene in this movie, right?
Yeah. You got memed by the teens pretty hard. You good job, teens.
I'm also, let's, just speaking of memes and teens, like I also really want to give a shout out to the meme teens out there for moving, for finding the joy that we see in Keanu aging into his Hollywood career by moving past the sad Keanu meme, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like now we've expanded that into a much more robust Keanu contains multitudes
mm-hmm.
meme. We've got the Keanu dancing in the, you know, or like the dramatic entrance Keanu. We've got the John Wick Keanu just kind of like, you know, doing whatever.
Yeah.
Just like nodding grimly.
So yeah, that's greatest true. Actor probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say put me down for greatest.
Okay.
Yeah. And one of the things that really lit up this movie for me when, oh, is this the time I should mention I had never seen this movie?
Seems like a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Might as well. We didn't know that before, right? This is a reveal.
Well, yeah, it's a reveal.
Wait, I thought you had to watch it so you knew what the inside jokes were.
Listen,
about.
Oh yeah.
Here's the painful truth. I am so used to being wrong about movies that mm-hmm. that's fine. But I was also wrong about my actual life, which is disturbing. So here's what I was thinking about it during the movie
okay,
when I was
please.
Realizing I've never seen this before. First of all, it happened in 1989 when mm-hmm. I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So that blows nerd camp right out of the water.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You're not even eligible until sophomore, junior year.
No nerd freshes.
So,
nope.
Yeah. So there's
no fresh
no,
nerds.
None of that. Here's what I think must have happened. I think I never saw the movie,
mm-hmm.
but new friend had. And mm-hmm. so they made the comments to each other and starting in 1991.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But based off of a movie that came out in 1989 that I did not see. And I guess I meant to see, but I
sure.
just never got it from Blockbuster. Like, I don't know.
So do you think that like now this revised history that we're coming to, Do you think what happened is that they met at Nerd Camp and then bonded over having seen this movie the year before or a couple years before?
I'm not sure it took that center stage in their friendship, but...
Here's a hypothetical I'm going to present to you. They're at Nerd Camp, right? Mm-hmm. They're doing, I don't know, some kind of nerd thing that involves numbers. The answer they get is 69. And they both happen to look at each other and go, 69, dudes! And then they're delighted that someone else understands. And then the memories, the warm memories of one Molly Chase back home mm-hmm. are washed away mm-hmm. with yep. this shiny new friend who's yeah. seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Just like yeah. a Polaroid, a family Polaroid.
What?
And Back, to, the
Back
future.
To the Future.
Oh!
It was a hot mom. God, this movie's got a lot in common with Back to the Future. Starts with blowing out an amp. Has time control.
Yep. Yep.
Sexy mom.
Yep. Whoa.
That's a movie.
Yeah, that is a movie.
That's a movie.
Has sexual assault. Briefly.
Attempted sexual
the
assault.
Attempted sexual
right?
assault.
In both what are you
cases.
Thinking about?
Genghis Khan.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah.
hey,
oh, yeah.
at least Bill and Ted came in at the right time.
Fair. Actually, I know it's too soon. It's way too soon for MVPs.
Mm.
But it made me think of my MVP, which is the woman who played the person that Genghis Khan sort of sexily mauls,
yeah.
I guess is like
I mean,
the best
he gets bored with eating
yeah. yeah,
and moves on to the other thing he does besides killing.
Exactly.
Like, it was honestly, like, from my surface level understanding of the man, like, probably a pretty accurate portrayal.
What you don't understand is this movie is a history lesson.
Right.
And yeah. when you watch this, you're supposed to learn something.
But yeah, he basically got tired of eating. He got tired of eating and then grabbed the woman that was giving him the food in the first place.
Well, the woman who was giving him the food mm-hmm. was a tremendous actor.
Okay.
Like, really committed hard to the idea of being, like, both kind of surprised and a little horrified in right. the moment, and then honestly awestruck by Bill and Ted showing up. Like, yeah. like her yeah. acting actually made everything around it seem a little worse. I'm surprised they didn't get her to tone it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it really plays across her face. I agree.
Yeah, she yeah. was great. She was terrific.
Great. I hope she enjoyed her per diem.
She probably just got to eat that turkey leg that was there in front of her. yeah, Genghis Khan really bummed me out this watch. As a child, I was all about him because he jumps on the trampoline, the same trampoline I had, brown,
Ooh.
The brown edged
mm-hmm.
personal size trampoline.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those too. Yeah, I had one of those too.
And he's a total badass.
Not in my room, no.
With his bat and whatever. But this watch, I was like, oh, here's our one Asian character who's right. just like a beastly animal.
Yeah.
When he like bites does, that bat, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And yeah, does like
not
cool martial arts
We've made
moves.
Him a subhuman.
Right.
Yeah.
Bummer movie.
Indeed.
Well, so, you were probably really pleased, though, with the way they depicted women.
It wasn't like a forward-thinking film.
No.
Right.
No. I mean, Joan of Arc was fine, except that she was nothing.
Yeah.
She was the only one that I recognized. That was Jane Wiedlin, who is in the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't recognize anybody else.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
She did a great job. I think what was so hard for me is that they clearly had no ideas about women.
Yeah.
Or like at what all. To do with her.
Like what to do with them. And yeah. so like they have her like to show her leadership, I guess, they have her take over an aerobics class.
Right.
Like teaching of an aerobics class. And it right. just like.
Because that's what Joan of Arc would be doing in the 80s.
Yeah. It was a real, it was like a real City Slickers understanding of women.
like. Oh, it totally was.
Aerobics, right? That's
yeah.
what they
and
all
then
do?
Like, and then shopping? The princesses will just love to go shopping, which I guess, to be fair, if we're talking about just like the like sheltered aristocracy of Royal England, like that would probably be true because they're not taught anything else.
It's more class
yeah
satire.
But to be fair, they get to be in the band at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
So
and they are still equality. In the band in Bogus Journey, so
yeah. Oh. Do right, we so. Believe Bill and Ted when they say they searched all over England for these ladies?
No.
I believe they did as good a job as they do at anything.
Yeah, I believe that they great. Right. I believe that they tried and
got distracted.
Put the amount of effort that they were capable of.
Yeah. And then, as you alluded to, Molly, it's pretty blatant that they are won as a prize at the
end. Like, literally, their magical guide through time just shows up with them at the end of the movie.
You succeeded on the quest.
Yeah, exactly.
And then both women step at the same time and kiss them at the same time.
Yeah.
Like... a video game,
and it's like worse because then he's like, hold on, I also have a guitar for each of you, so it's like they're like really just
here are the two prize number one women, prize number two guitar.
And then quickly more about Joan of Arc. They get the one woman in history, which maybe is a blistering satire of our historical education and how we only focus on the men who did history. But
that's definitely
not
what they did.
Definitely the only possible interpretation.
But then they also stratify her into the camp of historical figures that don't speak English. Because there's those two kinds, right? There's the people that can help them by speaking, Billy the Kid, and then Sigmund Freud,
Abe Lincoln,
right? Mm-hmm. And then the other people who are just funny characters like Socrates, who fucking crushes.
He does crush it. Can we talk about that for a second? The guy who plays Socrates, I did enjoy the fact that he is just all about it. He is just down. He is
having a good time.
Yeah, he's down for this ride, whatever's happening. He's just apparently bonds with Billy the Kid. Probably from that game of catch they have in the background. Because as we all know from the way movies work, that's the way men bond.
I loved that so much.
Yeah.
I love that they were just doing their own scene in the back.
I love how they had to set that up, though. I love that they had a scene in Ancient Greece where Billy the Kid is just tossing a football up and down. Just so we establish Billy the Kid.
There is a football.
He has been given a football and he's enjoying it.
No, there's some good filmmaking that's happening here. Mm-hmm. They set up the football. They set up the keys really early, which come back.
Yes.
It's just it's just cinematography.
I mean, what I'm hearing is this is a solid screenplay that didn't require any further rewrites.
I don't know why Beth hasn't seen it already, since I'm sure it's on the AFI.
It was actually, it didn't make it. It's 101.
Oh, sure. That makes
just
sense.
Just missed it.
Yeah.
I was going to say about
Dan, did you also just miss it?
Yeah, okay. I did, because I've also seen all 100 AFI's best movies.
Wow, well, I did it first. there's what I was going to say is, as the resident German, Hollywood German expert.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
Thank
please.
You.
Yes.
I thought it was very funny because the Sigmund Freud character speaks German slightly, but kind of more is an actor who has done a German accent. And then sprinkles in some words, but they don't really ever make sense. But the character who plays Beethoven is actually speaking German the whole time. So it was just funny to see two different actors, one actually speaking that language and the other one not really trying. It's pretty great.
And which is this movie more like?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I also see what you're saying.
Fruit, dude.
I mean, everybody was committed, fully committed.
Speaking
to
of
what
Fruit,
they were doing
though,
here.
I really appreciate that, whether it was in the script or whoever directed it, or if it was just an on-the-fly thing when they filmed at that mall, giving him that massive corn dog when he walked in the scene was a stroke of genius.
Yeah, it was great.
So good.
I also thought it was funny, he kind of tilts it in a way that looks like it's...
Yep.
Going a little limp, I guess.
Yeah, the real creeps. I mean, it's a history lesson of a film. Lincoln also has a throwaway line about how he's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Historically true.
I know he's a lawyer. Also, I was just going to say the guy who plays Lincoln is doing the most Lincoln voice I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Even though, yes, Molly, sorry.
He delivers one of the two lines that made me laugh
this
movie. And it was 4 score and 7 minutes ago.
Okay.
And it doesn't make any sense, but it cracked my shit up.
What was the first thing that made you laugh? Because that's right at the end of the movie.
Yeah, no, it is. the part where they're dressed as knights and they start doing Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, I don't know. I think it's because it actually seemed like joyful and jubilant and like they were just
dumb
making it up. Dopey. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Just Golden Retriever good time. Men.
Yes. Yep.
I'm Darth Ted. I'm Luke Bill.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
So dumb.
I love
really
it.
Really dumb.
I really still connected with the mispronunciation and emphasizing of all the names. Like, Socrates is still, to this day, how I say Socrates, and it makes me laugh to do it.
Beef Oven was really good.
Yeah.
That one got my wife really, really good. She was very entertained by Beef Oven.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's also how you know Bill and Ted have grown, is because in the end, when they introduce... Socrates, they actually say his name.
So there was a character arc.
They
after
actually
all.
Learned something.
Case closed, Molly.
Case
great
closed,
film.
Great film. 101st
oh, no,
movie.
Undermine my own case.
Yeah. To make your case, Molly, as predicted, there is a homophobic slur in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer. It's 1989.
And it's such a like throwaway, it's a very throwaway, just like, here is men's perception of the world. Like, it's literally just like, oh, my best friend isn't dead. We hug. And then it's like, oh, no. Yeah. Like, that's literally Eric. The entire sequence. Is like, oh no, we've shown some level of intimacy with each other. It's just, yeah, it's a very just like not 2020 lens of manhood and still of mid-lens of manhood for a lot of people. But like, it's just like such a, the fact that it's not even, like the fact that it's such a throwaway just sort of speaks to the time that it was made. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even like they make a big joke out of it. Like, it's literally a throwaway line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have just thrown it away. Am I right?
You are right.
You're right.
You are right.
Could have.
I honestly, like, if they had cut that but thrown Hitler back in, I would have been fine with it. Like,
now, do you want a bonus Hitler or do you want to replace someone? Who are you going to cut?
Ghostbusters.
When you got a Hitler.
Oh no! I don't know.
What's
happening. Just shut it down.
No, I don't know. Like, okay, I don't know. I don't know. I think a bonus Hitler. Just throw him in there for like a few minutes, right?
Hitler. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, okay, how about this? No. They grab Hitler.
They made the right decision.
They grab
not
Hitler.
Hitler.
Hold on.
In the movie.
They grab Hitler. They bring him to the presentation at the high school, and then everybody just boos. And then he runs outside crying.
Yeah, that'll get him.
Yeah, he runs outside crying and then gets, I don't know, hit by a bus.
Yeah.
How's that?
I'll take it. All right. I'll take that part of it.
I just don't believe that Bill and Ted returned all of those historical figures to the right place.
They're all in different locations now.
Yeah.
Like, they got close. Like, I will give them the credit that they at least got close. Like, maybe, like, maybe Socrates is in, like, the Roman Empire. So it's like...
I think they just took them all to Epcot and dropped them off.
Sure.
Sure.
Good idea.
Maybe
there
that'll
be... a couple references to Disney, I think.
I don't
Were
remember.
There?
You know what? I'm going to walk that back
because
I don't remember.
I mean, there's a reference to Star Wars owned by Disney Corp.
Oh, no, they do. They say it looks like Frontierland.
Yes, that was it.
There we go.
That was it. Thank
you. We can get shot here, Ted.
Yeah, Old West is great.
That was the Old West scene was great because it was like it was literally Bill, Ted, Billy the Kid, and then an entire saloon full of MVPs.
Like,
they were all
MVPs
terrific
in this movie.
Just like literally, they're just like, okay, we need every guy with like kind of a rumpled beard on the lot today to get in some cowboy gear. And just start brawling with each other.
I have a question that needs answering.
Okay.
Okay. So this is, all of this movie revolves around the idea that they have to give this presentation for their history class for their final project, right?
Yes, correct.
And in the audience first of all, there's an audience to watch this presentation. It's in front of maybe like the entire class, like the graduating class?
Yeah.
Or I mean, whole high school if it's a smaller school.
They established that there are three teachers there, so it's at least three teachers' classes.
Yeah.
But I still don't know if that would fill that entire auditorium.
So had those students sat through a presentation for every single like person in that in that crowd?
Great question.
Like, they have been there forever, and then they watch maybe the longest presentation of
that
the
had
entire
to have been
life.
At least 90 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And then they give like a standing ovation at the end, and I'm like, no, that is this is the most far-fetched part of this movie.
But Beth, they got pudding cans to tie them
true.
Over.
That's what they were so like. They needed some food because they were so tired from watching all that presentations, mm-hmm. all those presentations. I just felt like that it didn't make. And also, the teacher was like, "Hey, you need to get an A+ on this test to pass
tomorrow."
The class. I'm like, hey, give them a little bit more of a heads.
Public school, man.
Yeah, a counterpoint, right. I think he probably said the same thing to them every week. And I think they had just ignored him. And actually, because we talked before about are there villains in this? Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed that the teacher was not the villain.
Yeah.
Like, teacher actually seemed very cool and level-headed and like a professional.
Right. Yeah. Like he wasn't like a dick to them about it. He was very chill about it, but he was like blunt talk. Just giving them the business, just being like, here's the reality.
Yeah. I think he wanted them to succeed.
I think he wanted them to succeed too.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
There are very few teen movies of this age where any of the teachers, either they're like cool best friend characters or they're really horrible. And it was nice to see just somebody who like seemed like a professional person who cared about their students.
Although it is implied that he may have also had a relationship with Bill's stepmom.
Yeah. That felt like something that they walked back a little bit.
I thought
the original script had like way more into
because
that?
Because she has like, so tell him I said hi. Yeah, and then she goes and she sits next to him in a flirtatious way.
Yeah.
And then the next time you see them, she's sitting next to her husband with some space between her and the teacher.
Right.
I thought that they were just implying like she's super young. She had just been in high school. Like he was just her teacher.
Oh.
I didn't see it in a sexual manner, but maybe I'm being naive.
No, it might have just been the way her whole character was hypersexualized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she was like, I mean, that character is
so odd,
a lot.
Right?
Like, she's like the young, hot, like female character that for them to ogle, but also his mom and like,
shut up, Ted.
There's so much going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's, 3 years older than him? So she's got to be 21?
One? Yeah, that was my guess.
It's wild.
There's like, what I love is like there's no mention of Bill's biological mother. There's no real judgment with his dad's relationship with her other than like Ted's dad basically just telling them that they're negligent parents, essentially.
Yeah. And then Bill, there's a running gag where he calls her Missy and then corrects himself and says, Mom. And no one else seems concerned with it, but he seems very concerned and gets it wrong every time.
Yeah, like he seems to be going through like genuine turmoil with this relationship.
Yeah, maybe he's trying to like, his dad brought a peer into his house that he is very attracted to. He's horny all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he's
and
a
so he's trying
senior
to,
high
like,
school.
Stifle his horny energy by trying to like visualize Missy as his mom as much as he can.
Right.
But these constant conflicts.
But she also is his mom entirely, right? Like it was almost like they cast her because they were like, well, we don't want to have an old, ugly lady in the movie. So why don't we just combine the characters of like, because she'll still just like make him sandwiches and be his chauffeur and like go to his presentation and be proud of him. Like, like there wasn't anything about her other than her physical appearance that made her their peer.
Right.
Yeah. I thought they were trying to play that for comedy.
I mean, it's definitely for comedy, but like it is also off-putting for
but also,
me to watch.
I mean, I will say, Molly, my parents are divorced, that bringing another...
Oh, wait. Sorry to interrupt. Molly, my parents are also divorced.
Bringing another partner into that dynamic, like, it certainly is... you know, like it is a challenge to accept their role in this new dynamic, especially when you add the fact that you attended high school with them.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, was Bill's dad like, you call her mom?
Yeah.
She's like, I feel like there's like some more turmoil behind the scenes that we're not seeing.
I think it makes it really hard for Bill when his dad makes intense eye contact with him and shuts the door to make it very clear he's about to bang his new wife.
I mean, did they bang? Did they bang?
In his room.
Yes, they banged. 100%
they banged.
Like, I feel
Bill's
like
dad's a hardball.
Yeah, I feel like my bet that there are shitty parents is like a big time correct.
Yeah, both like, dads suck in a different way.
Yeah, like Bill's dad, like literally he's so horny for his new wife that he was just like, here's money, we're going to have sex in your room.
Yeah, you're failing history. Oh. I can't pay attention to you. I saw my wife's butt as she was giving you sandwiches. Now we have to have sex on your bed, child.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's upsetting.
It's very upsetting.
You think that they would take more advantage of Freud in that situation?
I mean, it was a long walk to that one joke.
Yeah.
Oh, was there a joke?
Yeah, where
I might have been looking something up.
He gave Ted some psychoanalysis, and then he asked Bill if he wanted to get on the couch, and Bill said, oh, I just have a minor Oedipal complex.
Oh, got it.
Get it?
Yeah.
He did learn something.
Yes. I mean, Bill is, I feel like, canonically the smarter of the two.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Ted's dad also sucks.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in more of a like, my dad sort of traditional way.
I know that this movie, like nothing needs to make sense in the movie for it to be a movie. But like, I do feel like it's insane to be like, okay, I've made a decision. Tomorrow, you are leaving.
Yeah.
There's no pomp and circumstance about it. I'm not going to say goodbye to you. Pack your bags and you're gone. Like, there wasn't like, hey, I'm going to give you a couple weeks to, like, kind of figure things out, pack up your stuff.
Like there's got to be more to it than that, right?
You would think.
It sounded like he had been...
Oh, like pre
threatening the military academy for a while. That didn't sound like a new.
But like just the logistics of it, right? Like he'd have to like transfer his records to the new school.
Well, it sounded like he was pretty tight with Colonel whoever that was.
Oates.
Yeah.
Probably an old army buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. What do we think happened to Ted's mom?
Yeah. Right.
Do you think she was gunned down in the street on one of Dad's cases?
Ooh,
probably.
And now he's searching for a killer, and that's why he's so hard on Ted.
I mean, he should be looking in his own department, am I right?
You are right. Mullet, right?
Ooh, all cops are bad.
That's a suspicious mullet.
Oh, yeah, the luscious mullets in this movie.
Luscious mullets?
Yeah, there's a luscious mullet in the sheriff's department, and then there's some sport mullets with the jocks.
Yeah.
It's just peak mullet.
Peak mullet for sure.
Shit. What did one of the jocks say in his presentation? I really enjoyed it.
There's computers?
Oh, yeah. There's computers. Yeah, he was trying to explain how, like, there's just things have changed. We're in a modern time. There's computers. Just the way he said it. It was just really tickled me.
Very good.
That has nothing to do with the murder of Ted's mother.
Or does it?
Whoa.
Maybe that's the third movie. Is they have to use time travel to solve gruesome crime.
Holy shit. Yeah. I would love that. Yeah, then they can tie in the John Wick stuff.
Sure.
Where, like,
yeah,
Ted.
Bring back Angelica Houston.
Yeah.
I'm into that now. It's Ted's mom. Ted's badass mom.
Great. Love it. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
It seems like the phone booth crew, the PBC.
PBC.
Like, they seem to have developed, like, a pretty successful means of communication with each other over a very short period of time, despite the many language barriers.
Very on board.
Yeah,
like,
right?
For, like, time travelers showing up and kidnapping them.
Yeah. That was, or, in just in Bill's term, let's bag him, which he said multiple times, and I loved it every time. Yeah, I guess that was sort of like the hand-waving part of that line that they say to Billy the Kid of just like, oh, you're taking this
traversal through time very, or whatever. Like, you're adapting very well. Also, why do they talk like that? Right?
Bill and Ted?
Yeah, like, the two of them just have this, like, weird formality underneath their, like, surfer bro cadence.
Yeah, and I do have a question about that, too, because as I was watching it, I was like, what came first, this or Wayne's World?
This, right?
This.
Yeah, I mean, there
was Wayne's World a playoff of this? I mean, it's a playoff of, like, those kinds of dudes, I guess.
The Valley. I feel like,
Party on is like kind of a catchphrase in both of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I feel like more Wayne. Real thing. Yeah, it probably was a real thing. I feel like Wayne was like a thing that a character that existed before SNL even.
Oh, like it was a Mike Myers
that
character?
He did somewhere, but okay. I would have to look that up. Maybe on Wikipedia. Molly.
Work. I mean, they're both channeling like the same kind of like
rocker slacker
horny valley dude.
Yeah,
although I just feel like Wayne is more very
although
Wayne is more of Wayne a hockey Midwestern. Kind of kid though.
Yeah, they're in Illinois,
but
sure,
they have
still
like
rockers.
Yeah, they do that same thing where it's like, and
they have real guitars though.
Garth has his drumsticks and he plays on his legs. So
speaking of
saying,
guitars,
same thing. Yes,
I mean they're not dissimilar. Like there's definitely it's like the Star Trek and Star Wars of early '90s, two horny dudes that love rock music.
And use the word babe a lot. Yeah. Oh, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yep.
They should have gotten Abraham Lincoln. That would have been a fun gender reversal in this movie, right?
Oh, there's so much fun you could have.
Yeah.
With women.
What?
Like with women in the movie? Like having women in the movie?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the new one will be fun for everyone.
Maybe it will be.
Don't quote me on this. I think maybe their children, they each have a daughter and they are also going on the adventure with them in the third one. I think.
Well, are they named and do they talk to each other? Because that didn't happen in this one.
Sure didn't.
No, it didn't.
No.
Like the two princesses were named. But they only ever talked about men. Like even as they were meeting Bill and Ted, they were talking about other men.
It was weird because there were so many women that were prominent in the picture.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like they were like part of whatever was going on, but
yeah,
they
like
never
Deacon,
said anything else.
Like Deacon literally at some point must have called up some girlfriends of his like, hey, you want to hang out with this weird old dude with me?
Yeah.
But they never said anything.
It's like I was one of those girls was my MVPs for being like a 10-year-old in like pearls. And I was like, she is out. She's doing it.
Yeah.
Well, Ziggy Piggy.
Deacon
those
called.
Those outfits were incredible.
So good.
That those two, I think, were they twins?
Ooh, great question.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think they both kind of have the same like color hair and like little bob.
Those are two spin-off movies I would love to watch. I would love to watch Deacon and Napoleon's Day of Fun, like the whole thing. Because I feel like there's a lot of story between points A and point B. I'd also like to watch the short film in which Billy the Kid and Socrates somehow infiltrate that medieval castle, disguise themselves as the executioners, I guess that's it. That's pretty much what they do.
No, I
off
did.
Camera.
In that moment, I screamed, how did they get there? So I'm glad you brought that up because I would like to see that movie. Because
they had such
like
a good
a buddy
dynamic.
Cop. They did. Yeah. And you know, at one point, you know, Socrates says, I'm too old for this.
In Greek. In Greek.
In Greek.
Yeah, he definitely says that. But he says it in like a happy way because he's so joyful.
Yeah.
God bless him.
He's such a
so great.
I would definitely watch that movie.
Right?
Especially if they had two women characters with names who talked to each other.
Okay, sure. Like, hello, I'm
even
Joan of Arc.
Had three women characters who talked to each other.
Whoa.
Three women are better than one. Triple the characters, quadruple the fun.
Yep.
Oh, that song.
That song they played like four times.
Yeah. You know they expected it to be a big hit. It's
oh,
so
for
gross,
sure.
too.
It's
that one's not good.
Gross.
Some of the songs slap, though. Yeah. Opening one.
Yeah, the opening one in the future was pretty good.
And then Beethoven rocked out in the mall.
Pretty good. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That shit was fire.
But the one that sticks in your head, though.
Yeah, it's too.
It's
because there's a really great cowbell in that song. It really keeps you going.
Speaking of music, we bet on how many air guitars there would be in this movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Molly, you said 12. I said 30. Dan, you said 3 minutes. And Beth said 69, dude.
Yeah.
There were 13, like, definite air guitar accentuate something I love just happened.
Like there's a sound effect and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's a moment where they go to the future and everyone comes from outside the shadows to greet them. And their greeting is an air guitar, like a slow strum of an air guitar. And so there's probably like 40 people, 50 people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a different category, though? Is that like a future guitar?
I would argue it's a different category.
I mean, it's still air guitar, right?
Yeah, but it's a future guitar like Rufus brings them, right?
Would you say that there were maybe like 56 people in the crowd?
I'm listening. I'm listening.
I mean, yeah, either way you cut it, either Beth nailed it or Molly was off by one.
Wow.
I think I was close.
So I think we know which one is correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 minutes. I don't know about 3 minutes.
No, maybe like 1 minute.
I did look for a supercut, I found something that wasn't like a minute and a half.
Yeah, that'd be a better guess.
When I clicked on it, though, it didn't look like a pure supercut. So the jury is still out on that one.
Wow.
All right.
Well, get on it.
Totes heads.
Do you also count the ones where they were like on, there was like a scene where they were both on screens within that dome?
Oh, whoa. I did not count video projection within the movie.
All right.
I mean, that felt like a pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Like my understanding of what, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is we were categorizing this as like a spontaneous guitar strum.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Like Beth, I understand you're really trying to guarantee that we get to a certain amount of air guitars.
Yeah. I am.
I will say if you do a search for how many in Bill and Ted,
yes,
it will very quickly come up with, guess how many times they say dude.
Oh.
40.
Oh, that's good. 69, dude.
No, you took mine.
Well, it was 70.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What?
And then 30 excellence. So,
wow.
You know.
Great.
Somebody
counted
that.
That's a lot of times.
It's a lot of times.
Yeah.
I mean, they're only 89 minutes in the whole thing, so.
Whoa.
It's like
1989? 89 minutes?
Wait.
Dude. This movie has made us worse.
Yep.
Made us worse people.
No, come on. We learned about being excellent to each other. We learned that Socrates was a really nice dude, maybe.
Yeah.
It did make me miss water slides.
Right?
I haven't been on a water slide in so long.
Oh,
it
man. Napoleon
so
looked like he was having so much fun.
He was having a great time in his bathing costume.
That was my MVP. So they're showing the water park is called Waterloo. And
get
that's
it?
Why they're like, oh,
which is
we'll be there.
Long walk for that one.
But then there's establishing shots like from around the park.
But
and then one of the
establishing shots.
One of the establishing shots, there is a person going down a water slide,
mm-hmm.
but they totally look like they're going to fly off of the slide several times.
Yes. So reckless.
They're like flipping around. Like,
it's intense,
it looked
man.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
It's like the reason why I didn't want to go down water slides when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. They're terrifying. And you will die. Stay away from them, teens.
What?
I mean, if you're a strong swimmer, you're probably...
Okay, you're probably
okay.
fine.
But I mean, they had to add the covers on top of them because people did like flop out.
Yeah,
because people would be recklessly flipping and flopping.
Yeah, teens.
Flipping and flopping.
You go down on your back with your feet forward.
Mm-hmm.
You don't move at all.
Yes, douse your cigarettes at the top of the slide.
Before we get to the end, are there any more MVPs?
Oh, yeah. My MVP is... hold on. I have to make sure I get the name right. Dr. George Garber from Arizona State University, who was specially thanked by the producers at the end of the movie, and I would love to know why. Like, I would love to know what relationship Dr. George Carver of Arizona State University had with this movie.
Okay. I saw maybe that too, and my thought was maybe he was like the historical person that they had talked to.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe like, just how make bored sure all the history you would be answering out? That level of question.
Maybe he
was Joan of Arc a lady?
did Socrates like stuff?
Like, was Napoleon nice? Or was he kind of rude?
Maybe Dr. George Carver was also doing stand-up at that open mic. And he was just like, you know, fellas, I could teach you a thing or two about
Genghis Khan, more like Genghis Killer. He killed a lot of people.
A lot of people. Also had sex with a lot of people. You're probably a descendant of Genghis Khan. Isn't that fun? Anyway, here's my card.
Pretty much all of Asia.
I'm at Arizona State University, just down the road. My name is Dr. George Carver.
What's the deal with tenure? Genocide.
Oh. Oh my god. I'm sorry.
You and I went in very different directions.
Well, that's all the time we have tonight.
Two more MVPs. The guy who runs the bowling alley that kicks Napoleon out.
Oh yep. Yeah, with the big
crushed
cigar.
It. Great. Yep. And then there's a guy, like, amidst all the chaos in Billy the Kid scene, like, they're just, like, everyone's punching each other. Bill and Ted get thrown through a wall and see prostitutes and are delighted. Once they finally get out of the saloon, there's just, like, for no reason, a dude who's on a cart, the horse gets spooked and runs, and he just, like, takes a dive off that cart, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, there's some really good stunts in this.
Great stunts.
I also liked the lady that worked at the Circle K that said, I just work here.
She was great.
Oh, yeah,
great.
Barb or whatever, probably.
Come
I don't
on.
Think she had a name, but I like that her
not
name
all Barbs.
Is probably Barb.
I'm sure she was. And not to get too far away from that medieval cart scene just yet, because there were several sheep, I would say about six sheep.
Oh, and
ahead
chickens?
Of the cart.
Yeah, a lot of livestock.
I mean, they were running for their lives.
Yes, they were.
And really
I'm
were.
Pretty sure Peter Diamond set it up.
Oh, absolutely.
He arranged the sheep?
Listen.
Yeah.
He talked to sheep?
He looked the sheep dead in its eyes.
He just waved his hand in front of their eyes.
There is a man out of time coming behind you. Your life is in danger. But your life was already in danger. You will be slaughtered for the winter harvest. You have been fattened up for the solstice. Run. Run, my woolly friend. Run.
Yep.
Yep.
And I don't think I spotted a no animals have been harmed in this movie.
Uh-oh.
Well, 89.
Well.
What are you going to do?
Well.
Right. So before we get to our final review of the movie, we'd like to read a final review.
Well, podcast Start. Over, everybody. Sorry.
A maximum rating review of our podcast, toastregal.com. And we have one, so thank you very much. We do this traditionally in an impression of a character from the film we have just watched.
Mm-hmm.
Rich tapestry to draw from.
Yeah, it is.
Is that?
I don't. I mean, sort of. Right?
Good?
What?
Is that good.com?
Oh, boy. I can do Ted if you want.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like a happier version of my Nick Cage, but.
I'll take it.
I am a total totes head now. 5 stars. I discovered the show back in February, and I have been obsessed since. Not only for the nostalgia-fueled content of revisiting old favorites, but for the lovely discussions of the show's hosts. The 4 hosts have a wonderful chemistry you can feel while listening. The witty banter and the movie discussions are both hilarious and heartwarming. Molly, Dan, Beth, and also Dan not only provide hilarious stories and zingers about the old films, they also give some really good critiques on cinema and storytelling. This podcast is one of my favorites and never disappoint. Don't hesitate. Become a totes head today.
Oh, that is so nice.
Thank you, D. Woods. That was very nice. Woods.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I'll end that with.
Wild stallions.
Why is Dan the funniest word that you can say in that voice?
Do you want to know? Because Dan. I got that from watching the movie Speed, where they hit a stroller that they think has a baby in it, but it's just full of old cans. And Keanu comforts. We should watch this movie at some point, by the way. It's amazing.
Yes.
Keanu comforts Sandra Bullock's character who's driving the bus by going, "Cans! It was just cans!" So that is my Keanu Reeves anchor, basically.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Great film. Great
Dan's.
Actor. Great time.
Dan!
Great. Yeah. It's just Dan! And also Dan! And some women that I guess I care about, but that wasn't clearly established.
Just kidding, D Woods. You respect women.
Yeah, just kidding. Thank you for that.
And if
very
you don't, start now.
Yeah, but thank you for that seemingly inclusive review of our podcast.
That was very cool.
Okay. Well, I guess I will respect the order from the first half.
You know what? You don't have to. I don't know what happened.
No, I respect you.
How about this?
And I respect the order.
How about this, Dan? How about we go back in time? Mm. We fix that order so that now you know the order is whatever order you're comfortable with. Ready? Garbage can.
All right, Dan, you, the rating scale is air guitar BFFs.
Oh, right.
Dan, you
and these are
it.
Air guitars themselves.
Yes.
That are
yes.
best
are
friends.
Sentient yep. air guitars that are friends with each other. Gave it 3.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking it would just be like dudes being dudes and that would be bad, but maybe
yeah I think I was concerned that it was just like a dude comedy from this time, and it was, but also I really was amused by it. Like my wife and I were laughing a lot at just how dumb it was and how dumb the two of them were. Like my wife said it really good, where it's like a more wholesome Beavis and Butthead. Like just the way they carry themselves.
Rockers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just like, it was just so stupid, but so stupid in a very particular way that I've just warmed my heart. So I will say 4 air guitar BFFs. I mean, it's still like a dumb movie from the late 80s that like clearly has some problems inherent to just like the culture in general that we're still working on. Hey, do the work, 2020.
Do the work. Never stop. Stay uncomfortable.
4.
Beth, you gave it 3.5. Uh-huh. You had not seen it, so you had no nostalgia for which to be boosted from.
Yes. I was actually surprised how much I enjoyed it. I did say, like, I kept laughing and then just saying stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It was very stupid. And I would say that I really liked maybe like the first 20 minutes. Like I was just enjoying it. And then I got kind of like bored because it was like there wasn't much else going on. It was kind of the same thing for the whole movie. So I would say I liked it. 3.5 seems right. 3.5 air guitar BFFs.
Is it still the fretboard for the half?
No, this time it's like just the hole in the guitar. It's an acoustic guitar.
Whoa. You're blowing my mind.
For a guitar?
What?
What?
What did you just say?
I like a donut hole, but for the guitar.
A donut hole. Yes.
Yes. So it's just like a cylinder of wood that was pulled out of a guitar?
It's really, you know what it is? It's air.
Whoa. Oh.
What? Dude.
What? We're not failing physics, dude.
Well, I gave it 4.5. I really went on a journey with this movie. it made me laugh a lot. Mm-hmm. I was reminded of my youth, laughing at it in my youth and thinking it was fun and funny. The parts that bummed me out really bummed me out.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think 4. I think I'm actually going to drop it to 4. Today, right now, that really bum me out. But fucking Keanu crushes it. Alex Winter crushes it.
Yep.
I love these characters. I'm excited. I am excited for Back to the Future 3, Bill and Ted. I don't know the name of the movie. So, Beth, go back in time and edit this to make me sound good and smart.
Garbage can.
Four. Garbage can. I found your keys, Dad. Molly, 2.5. I didn't take any notes. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's
he was
no
so sad by your 2.5 that he didn't even write it down.
Yeah, he was too heartbroken.
Well, I have formed a theory while we've been talking because I was thinking about Beavis and Butthead, Wayne's World, Bill and Ted, somebody in Kumar, go to White Castle.
Harold.
Harold, yes. Harold and Kumar. And then Dude, Where's My Car? Mm-hmm. There are many, many movies where two guys who are best friends set out.
Yes.
But then I was thinking how movies that feature women almost always have four. Like women come in four and men come in packs of two.
You're blowing my mind right now.
Mm. Right? Like Golden Girls, Sex and the City, Friendship of the Pants. Traveling Pants, right?
Friendship of the Pants.
Yeah. No, that's what it's called. Don't look it up.
Girls Night.
What?
I think Bad Moms. Maybe sometimes they come in three, but I think it's four. It usually ends up being four. Ghostbusters.
It's more than two.
It's definitely more than two.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Ghostbusters
Rami
counts.
And Michelle is the only... okay. I can think of other exceptions. All right. The point is, it's a theory.
I think generally you're correct, though.
And
overall.
It was more fun to think about that than how few air guitar BFFs I feel like giving this movie. I'm giving it a 1.5.
Wow.
And it is just to keep it above Freaky Friday and Star Wars Phantom Menace, which will always be like the worst experiences of my life in terms of movie watching. I will say this for this movie, though. One, if I had seen it when it first came out, I'd probably have a much softer spot for it. Two, if I had seen it with all of us in the same room, I would have enjoyed it more. I really did laugh pretty hard at those two jokes.
I'll
give it a 2.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
That's fair. I
one
think that's
for each
fair.
Joke.
Bill and Ted, Bill and Ted, Bill and Ted.
Two heads are better than one. Double the something and triple the fun. Bill and Ted are traveling through time. They're going to get Socrates and he's going to play catch with Billy the Kid and Napoleon too. There's one woman there, but we don't have time to explore her story.
She's probably a prostitute or something else sexy or old and gross.
But not in this movie because all moms are hot. That's the rule of this movie. All the moms are
dead.
Hot.
Help us investigate my mother's murder.
Call the number on your screen right now.
Dead hot moms are coming today.
Whichever studio owns the Bill and Ted rights, call us right now. We know you're delaying the release of this. Who are we kidding? We can add this song into the soundtrack for Bill and Ted 3. It's going to be great.
Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan DeQuette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. New episodes of Totes Recall drop on the 15th of every month. For more information and bonus content, visit us at totesrecall.com. Thank you so much for listening.